If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke, is with us on this segment. And we're taking another dive into the accusations, claims, if you will, as wild and audacious as they may be, from the defense of Brian Koberger. This DNA might have been planted by some crooked cops here on the scene. They're going to the OJ defense, it seems, right at this point. And then also, when it came to the deadline of bringing an alibi to the court, they didn't. At the very end of the day, they filed something. I would hardly call it an alibi, basically stating it wasn't me. So he's going with the Shaggy defense on that one. And he wasn't there. But okay, that's not the alibi. What is it? He just wasn't there. Okay, what is that? It may come out in cross-examination. Is this really, truly our confirmation that we have that they have no defense for Koberger?
I think so. I think they're being very congruent with that arc of what they're doing, is just trying their best to sow seeds of doubt. And I don't know if this is what they're going for the alibi. I think I read someplace that the alibi they're going to try to use was a technical alibi of the cell phone data. And that doesn't hold up. Spies do this all the time. If a spy is going operationally, they leave their cell phone behind just so you can't track where they were. Yeah, so I think they're grasping at straws just because they're trying their best to sow seeds of doubt. It's hard to really think of anything else that they're really reasonably trying to do, because it's everything in life when you're dealing with law enforcement is reasonableness. And so there's not a lot of reasonableness going on there.
It feels, if he has no alibi, which it appears he does not, he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't say something. Because if something is said with any sort of accuracy or definitiveness, that would be poked holes right through it. But if you're just very generic on everything, saying I was somewhere else and we may, I thought it's very interesting their choice of verbiage in that may, we may talk about that at some point in time. That right there, it just feels to me, I'm not going to incriminate myself any further, but there's nothing I can say to pull myself out of this at this time.
Yeah, I'm not a defense expert, but if what it looks like is that they're trying to play on an emotional response to things for potential jurors, not a rational response. Because when you emotionally can draw some doubt because of how they're arguing things, and hopefully they're hoping that the judge gives instructions that allow some jurors to have some emotional leakage in there, that's their really only hope, I think, that they're going for.
Is this going to end up biting them, though, in hurting their case, making these very blanket statements of, he looks forward to being exonerated, DNA was planted, he wasn't there. Once this comes to trial, does it not then look like you were lying about all of that too? And just adding to the list of lies that, if they just didn't say anything at all, wouldn't be part of the equation at the end of the day when one's trying to discern the guilt or innocence of Koberger.
I still got two things on this one. The first, I'm still thinking as a defense attorney in this case, as looking for the next job. I think they want to show as much due diligence as they possibly can. And also, I think when it's such a rock solid case, as it appears from our optic to be, swing away and swing hard, man. That's all I think that's all they're doing, because if they don't, what else is going to happen? So you might as well just take the best swing you can, hoping that maybe something will pop up in the interim that says, oh, look, I was right. Just, I don't know.
Would this investigation be any different if a murder weapon was found? Would the perception of this case be any different if they had actually found the weapon?
It's a great question. I don't really know. I don't necessarily think so, because psychologically, I think finding that sheath was almost the equivalent of finding the murder weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that psychologically. So if you found the murder weapon, but had no DNA on the murder weapon, how would you know it's a murder weapon? But finding a sheath of the murder weapon or suspected murder weapon with DNA on it that matches his and family, that is like finding the murder weapon to me. So that's a really interesting question, but I think in the minds of people observing and probably in the minds of the jurors when it presented everything, they're probably going to see it as one and the same, I would think.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.